Are you a woman that owns a business? Because we want to talk to you all month. We are celebrating Women's Small Business here, and we actually have a chance for you to sign up and win $2,000 of free advertising here on our radio stations. Sign up now at 991themix.com. Tell us about your business, what inspires you, and you could be winning this $2,000 ad buy. Also throughout the month, we are showcasing some incredible women right here in our community that own some amazing businesses. And when the radio station came to me and said, hey, we want you to talk to some of these women, bring them on the air, let's hear their story, learn about their business, I knew I had to ask president and founder of Capture Sports and Entertainment, Shelly Seward. Thank you for being with me here again, because we chatted a few years ago on the podcast, and now you're back in studio to talk about your company. So thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Always good to chat with you.
And your company is just growing every day, it seems like, when I'm on LinkedIn and social media. Tell everybody a little bit about what you do at Capture.
Sure. So we just celebrated our 13th anniversary.
Wow.
I know, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we work with athletes, coaches, teams, entertainers on their personal branding and then also on their philanthropy. So for us, it's helping them create their own brand, recognize that they as an athlete or entertainer are a brand, and then helping them on their philanthropic impact. You know, what's their why? What's their why that they want to give back to? And, you know, developing out whether it's their foundation or fiscal sponsorship, but really making that impact.
And you are the person, your company and your team help bridge that gap between the player and their dream and what they want their legacy to be, what they want their impact to be on the world and the community. And you bring that to all of us here in the masses. I mean, just recently, you are promoting the Cooking with the Stars cookbook. You all know Bart and Cherry Star. Well, this cookbook was put together. It was Cherry Star's dream to have all these different iconic football families put their favorite recipes together, game day recipes, recipes for the holidays, desserts, all in one cookbook. And 100% of the proceeds go to charity.
Absolutely. The Stars, what an amazing couple.
Oh, they are. And they have no ego.
None.
Having met Bart Star, this guy was such a normal dude, just showing up to events, you're starstruck thinking, oh my gosh, it's Bart Starr. And he's just, hey, how's it going?
They're so, yeah, so amazing and so philanthropic. Their charity was Star Children's Fund for Pediatric Cancer. Between Rawhide and then between this, they really wanted to support children and give them the best opportunities. And so when, you know, meeting Cherry and working with her for all of those years, really learned her love of cooking. You couldn't not go to her house and have amazing food. And so this cookbook came together, and to be able to reach out to all of these iconic families and say, would you share one of your recipes, one of your family traditions with us to ultimately be able to impact a child going through cancer? It was an easy yes for so many of the families.
Well, and they're great recipes. You have Mama Kelsey as a recipe in there, the Harbaughs, Jordan Love's family, the Watts,
yes,
of course, the Star family as well. And I was telling Shelly before we started recording here that I already made the Kickin' Chicken Enchilada Dip and then Cherry Star's bison sauce. I can't remember the name of it, but it's bison meat. It's basically like really fancy spaghetti.
Yes.
And we had it last night with the boys. It's amazing. So if you are interested in getting this cookbook, by the way, great for the holidays.
Wonderful for the holidays.
I need to get what the website is for that. StarChildrensFund.org. That's Star, S-T-A-R-R, ChildrensFund.org. But some of the other celebrities that you work with and some of the other athletes, don't mean to name drop, but you should be proud of this. Let's hear some of the other folks that you work with.
Absolutely. So we've had the honor to work with J.J. Watt and his foundation, work with Mike Evans down in Tampa, work with Jordan Love, obviously Aaron Jones, really a mixture of individuals truly all across the country.
And where did the idea for your company come from?
You know, for me, it was, I come from an entrepreneurial family. My grandmother, who passed away 2 years ago at 98, was an entrepreneur. And back in the day, you know, women barely worked, much less owned their own company.
Sure.
So I grew up thinking, of course women can be, you know, women business owners. Of course we can be an entrepreneur. So grandpa started 4 small businesses in his lifetime that my dad and my uncles ran for many, many years. And so for me, I always knew I wanted to do that. I combined my nonprofit and my marketing backgrounds to be able to create Capture. And one of the main reasons that I created it when I did was because of the age of my boys. We have 2 boys who are now 23 and 21, but at the time that I did it, they were in a lot of activities and I didn't want to miss them. And so creating this company for me was the ability to have that flexibility. A lot more flexibility nowadays than it was 13 years ago. But for me, you know, to be able to drop them off at school and be able to pick them up and then take them to soccer practice, and I would work all soccer practice. It was just a family decision for me as well, that then I would say probably 4 or 5 years ago, I was able to talk with my mentor who said, you know, don't be afraid of growth and of success. And that was really when Capture started to grow, is when I put that growth plan in place.
Well, and how did you put the plan in place? Because there are going to be women listening to this that are looking to scale their business. And what you said, I think, is really profound, to not be afraid of what bigger may look like. Don't they say, like, your dreams should scare you?
Yes,
they should be that big.
100%.
But how did you do it? How did you get the right people in place? And what were the steps? And that may be a really big question to ask, but simplifying it, what did you do?
I think for me, it was, I always said, I don't know what I don't know. And so I need to learn that. And so continually learning, having meetings with people that are far smarter than me on scaling and business and finding those mentors to be able to put it, you know, help you put it in place. What is that strat plan going to look like for 3 to 5 years, for even 1 year? What is your long-term plan with it? You know, do you want to pass it on to the next generation? Do you want to sell it? You know, what does that look like? Starting out, I didn't have that mindset. Mm-hmm. For me, it was really surrounding myself, continuing to learn and asking questions. I truly believe in the statement, like, I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
So I needed to find people that did know that to be able to help me.
And how do you handle the tough days? Maybe a deal didn't go the way that you had liked. Maybe you had a sponsorship pull out. I mean, all the tough things that can happen. How do you handle that when you are in a position of leadership and example and people are looking to you? Okay, well, what's our next move?
Yep. I think for me, always having an idea as to what that next move is, whether it's, okay, here's when we're going to trigger the next hire. Here's when we're going to do something. But I think also having that support system of a great, for me, a leadership team within Capture, but then also having a group of women entrepreneurs in the sports industry, in my case, that we can pick up the phone and talk to each other. We understand what each other is going through within the industry and then also within being a business owner. So having that core group that you can go to and bounce ideas off of, for me, has been a lifesaver.
It's so important, because when you are sometimes in the trenches, you can get so caught up with all of that. It's good to take a step back. Like you said, reach out to someone that can relate. They're in the same field as you. Someone you can vent to, because you need that so you can come back as your best, strong self when you are facing some of the adversity and the really tough days.
100%. And I think as a business owner, it's lonely sometimes. You know, it's...
You are not the first person to say that out of this month of interviews that we're doing. Yes, so many of you have said that. Talk a little bit more about that.
You know, it's that responsibility that you bear, that it could be providing financially for your whole team. You know, it's on you. It's the decisions that you have to make to be able to do that. And surrounding yourself with that team. But ultimately, like, I take it home. Being an entrepreneur, you're never off. It's 24/7 on that you're thinking about things. And, you know, so often you'd like somebody else to be able to solve the problem, but you have to solve it.
It falls on you.
It falls on you, ultimately. Yeah. And it's your name attached to it. And it's your reputation. And it's kind of like my third kid.
It's your baby.
It's my baby. And so to be able to watch it grow, but on those hard days, being able to have somebody that you can turn to, mm-hmm, really makes a difference.
And what are you most proud of?
The impact we've made.
Truly. And you have made a tremendous impact on communities all across the country. And Shelley, when you talked about how this started with family, you were inspired by family, and also you were thinking about your family and wanting to have that flexibility and freedom to be there for your boys. I had this moment where I made this connection of what your company does for so many other families through this philanthropic work that you promote. Yeah. I mean, you're helping families that you will probably never even meet by what you're able to do with these athletes who are using their voice and their platform for good. So I hope you can recognize this is sort of a full circle moment of what Capture is doing when it comes to helping the community and families, when at its core, it was about family.
Right.
I mean, it just all goes together.
It does. You know, for us, we talk internally at Capture as to like, you know, what was the moment of the last 6 months for you or what? And it's never been about the athletes or the entertainers. It's always been about, you know, that why, that we got to witness something of a child impacted or vice versa. The athlete goes into it and they obviously know that they're going to impact others. And then we get to see the impact on them. And so those are always the moments that we talk about to be able to do it. And I think even for these athletes and these entertainers, particularly the athletes, their playing career is short term in the grand scheme of life. And so helping them figure out who they are and aren't as a brand to be able to then see where life after their football career or their basketball career is going to go, you know, and provide them that they have a brand and they have endorsement deals and now they've had all these doors open with different executives that they can go on and be their own entrepreneur. They can go on and be involved in X, Y, and Z that they have a passion for without it. And so for us on the branding side, to be able to show who they are off and on the court, and that can be their silly personalities. It can be their philanthropy. We have one athlete that loves anime. And so for us, you know, our creative director spent and watched 9 seasons of an anime so that we could understand the voice.
There you go. Yeah. Doing your research.
Yeah. And understand the voice and how we need to present him on social media, you know, and from that year of branding we did with him, he had 9 new endorsement deals.
There you go.
Because we were able to show the other side of them.
And so, it shows how much you care.
Yeah.
You care. You want this to work for everyone involved.
Yes.
And again, you are doing incredible things with these athletes and with the community. For a woman entrepreneur who's listening to this right now, what do you know now that you wished you knew back when you were starting that you could offer for some advice?
Delegate.
Delegate. Okay, easier said than done, though, Shelly.
100% easier said than done.
How do you do it? How do you go about delegating? Because, I mean, you have to delegate even at home with your family and everything. It's all over the board when it comes to delegating.
Yes. I think, you know, finding the good people to have around you that are not only smart and good at what they do, but they're good humans. For me, that was the big thing. Because with the individuals that we work with, you can't be starstruck. You know, you can't be gaga over X, Y, and Z. So for us, it's a matter of...
Because that's not what it's about.
That's not what it's about.
Nope.
For me, it was figuring out what is the best use of my time and what I'm good at and being able to delegate things that I'm not as good at. And it took a long time. Didn't come easy for me. But now that I have done it, it has opened up so much for me.
Well, and then you have the bandwidth to take on other tasks.
100%.
That do need more of your attention and
focus.
That
I'm better at, quite frankly. Like there's things that I, you know, I look at my weaknesses and I find people that is their strength and they can come in and they can help me.
Amen. Because you can't be great at all of it.
Right.
You can't.
No.
And you need those people and that trust.
Yes. I mean, I can remember, we were talking about this the other day. I can remember sitting on the floor in my first office, putting my desk together, you know, with, I had my drill in my hand and
I love it.
You know, and the phone rang and
you didn't delegate that. That'd be the first job. I'd be like, okay, I need my husband and you're putting that thing together.
You know, and the phone rang and you think to yourself, oh my gosh, you know, like someone's calling me. What do I do? But, you know, to be able to think back to those times and as a young entrepreneur, like when is the right time to hire your first employee? When is, you know, and even today, like, okay, what is the right time to add additional staff and to be able to branch out into some different segments and different markets? And how do we continue to grow and how do we continue to evolve? And do we need to pivot? When, if so, what is that? And so I think constantly evaluating, even for us, is looking at our clients of, are we the best fit for them and are they the best fit for us?
Very important question to ask.
You know,
yeah.
And, you know, we just went...
And evaluating that.
We just went through the exercise of like, okay, what is our ideal client? What is our ideal pro athlete? What is our ideal NIL client? And to really be able to define that so that I think when you're starting out as an entrepreneur, you'll say yes to a lot of things because you need to say yes and you need to grow and you need to make money.
Yeah, you need experience.
You need experience. And so for us, being able to hone in on really what our niche is, we can't be everything to everybody, but here's what we're really, really good at.
Yeah, and focusing in on that, because that's going to also then bring in the right clients that you want to partner with.
100%.
When you can be that laser focus on what your goals are, what you're working towards, what's their target audience, and do they align?
Right.
Because if they don't, then like you said, there could be a better fit
right. Somewhere
else.
Yes.
And how can we support Capture Sports and Entertainment?
Well, I think, you know, just looking at from a philanthropic standpoint, what causes align with you? What causes align with your companies that you can be involved with, that some of our athletes support as well? You know, I think that's a great opportunity. I think also for us, being able to be out and educating some of these younger athletes as to, you know, we were talking before we got on, you know, the impact of social media, but also some of the negatives that can go with social media. And now
it's all starting so much younger.
It's starting
too.
So much
these
younger.
Opportunities are coming up when these kids are younger. Yeah, it's a whole different animal.
It's a whole different animal. And, you know, we just held a small workshop for seven high school girls that are all going to play D1 in all different sports, and really helped them focus in on what their brand is, what their brand is going to be, and what they should and shouldn't be putting on their social media in order to maximize their potential NIL deals in college.
Right, and see down the road and see the big picture. Because some kids can envision that, some can't.
Right.
And a lot of that is because just their age.
Their age.
I mean, their brains are still developing.
It's going to change.
It is going to change.
It is going to change.
Exactly.
But I think one of the things that we said to them is, what are your no's? What are your values?
That's a good way to say that.
If somebody, you know your limits. Like, what are you willing to do and what are you willing not to do? If XYZ company comes and they don't align with your values, you need to be confident enough to say no. And so just continuing to help us reach some of the youth and reach some of the companies that might want to support the causes that we work with.
Well, these are all great answers. And what events do you have coming up? Anything that you can tell us about?
In the area, November, we're working with AJ Dillon and his wife to do an event up in Green Bay.
How lucky are we in Wisconsin to have the Dillons? My gosh, they are great people.
They're amazing. And talk about foodies. They're dining with the Dillons. And
if you don't follow them on social, you need to.
You need
because
to.
They will tell you everything about all the restaurants, especially up in Door County. That's their favorite place. And that cookbook we were talking about, AJ Dillon's wife has a recipe in there too.
She does. Yeah, she does. No, they're absolutely lovely. We have a ton of givebacks in November and December, truly all over the country with them. We're excited.
That's so exciting, Shelley. Yeah. Well, I am honored to know you for all these years and see where things are going, where they continue to go. And as someone that's really passionate about helping people, I love seeing these athletes doing good things. I mean, they're getting all this attention and it's even better. It's like, okay, if you're going to follow me and watch me, well, look at all this other good stuff that we're doing in the world and the community, because that's a ripple effect.
It is.
And that inspires and it helps people. And that's something that is just really important, because I feel if we're here on this earth, what good are we if we're not helping one another?
100%.
So I think it's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
again
you for having
on all
me
the success. Any last bits of advice or anything you want to add that we didn't touch on?
Any last bits of advice? Be patient. Patience really hard for me, but be patient. It won't happen overnight. Keep learning, keep learning, keep learning, keep learning. And the last one is probably that delegate, which was so hard for me, but wow, I'm so glad I did it.
You need it for your sanity.
You do.
And you're someone though that's in a position where you are because you're good at taking things on and multitasking, but that doesn't always mean that the best product is put out.
Correct.
When you're doing things like that.
Yes.
And it's hard to learn that. I'm with you on it.
Oh,
it is hard to learn that. But if you want to support Capture Sports and Entertainment, go to capture-se.com. We have everything linked up at 991themix.com. You can also see the list of athletes that they work with, learn more about them, about their charities, about the work they're doing in the community, and how you can also get involved. Thank you so much, Shelley, for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Always good to chat.